This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
We appreciate the support for New Day with Rhett Palmer from the family of Mosquito Joe. For information, find them on the internet at melbourne@mosquitojoe.com. Roaches gone, ants gone, spiders and hornets all gone. Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
This is Rhett, and it's a new day, and my good friend up in Georgia, he is a teacher. I've known him for years. His name is Robert Demsick. How are you, Robert? Great to see your handsome face, and appreciate you coming on here. He's a very dedicated Christian, and we have a lot to talk about. He's also a father. How many children do you have?
I've got three kids.
Wonderful. And a beautiful wife. And what grade do you teach?
I teach high school, mostly juniors, a few seniors and sophomores mixed in.
Cool. I would think that hanging around kids, either being a professor or hanging around kids in high school, would keep one young and alive.
It does. It doesn't keep me current, though, because I just find out how not current I am from them all the time.
That's funny. Oh, boy, I can commiserate with that. So yeah. So we're going to talk about the Lord today. I'd like to know some things. Really an amazing story coming up. We used to attend the same church together, and there was a character involved in that church who I immediately met, and I said, that man's a hired hand. Remember, he's not a true shepherd, and I just got a bad gut feeling. But before we and then Robert had a dream that the Lord gave him, confirming that something wrong.
I didn't have that feeling. I just want to say, I did not have that feeling.
No, you didn't have the feeling, but I had the feeling, and then you had the dream. But it's so profound. He's a modern day prophet. You really have a gift of prophecy from the Lord. But let's go back to the beginnings. I've met your dad. The reason I attended a certain church in town here was because the first time I went in, I knew no one, and your father was dancing and just came over and gave me a great big hug and a smile. And I said, wow, this is a nice place to be. So when did you come to know the Lord? At what age and how?
Well, that's a prophecy story right there. You know, the when I was a young kid, I was raised Christian. Both my parents were Christian, grew up in a Christian home. And for us, my parents came to know the Lord out of a ecumenical movement in where people were really, gifts of the Spirit were involved. You know, people were praying and reading their Bibles and discipleship. They were taking classes. And there was it was through the Word of God in Ann Arbor movement, Ann Arbor, Michigan. And one of the things we did as small children, very young children, my dad would have us sit around on the living room floor and be quiet for some of the time. You know, we sang some songs, some praise songs. We would read maybe someone would read a psalm, mom or dad would read a psalm, but dad wanted us to listen. And I never heard anything.
Classes.
And that frustrated me as a little kid, that I'd be praying. I think I might have been 5 years old, 5, 6 years old. I'm praying, I'm listening, I never heard a thing. And actually, so the way I really became a Christian, and really my faith became real to me, is also in a dream. I was dreaming, but it was what do you call it when it's a lucid dream? Like, you know that you're dreaming?
Like a premonition.
I think it's called a lucid dream. So I'm dreaming, but I know that I'm dreaming. And I'm running around in my front yard of my house, and I'm calling out to God, saying, "Where are you, God? Where are you, God?"
Really?
You know, now I've been praying for years this way and never heard anything. So I don't know if I was 7 or 8 at the time. So we started doing the prayers when I was maybe around 5 years old. So a couple of years have gone by. I haven't heard anything. I'm screaming, God, and there's no response. In the dream, but there's an overwhelming feeling of love and an overwhelming sense that he was with me.
Really?
In the middle of my yelling in the dream, there was this overwhelming sense that he was with me, that he loved me. And that day when I woke up, I knew that was it. I knew God was real. I knew he was there. He still hadn't said a thing in terms of like, we watched Ten Commandments. I thought God was going to speak like most, you know, to like, you know, Charlton Heston, big booming voice out of the bush, you know. And so, but that was when I really knew that God was real. And my faith grew in a huge leap that day. Yeah.
Okay. So you called upon the Lord, though, but did you, you know, when I did not believe in Jesus or Yeshua as Messiah. I was 29 years of age. I'd been involved in, autobiography of a yogi and Eastern religions. So suddenly I called upon the name of Jesus because so many people around me were saying they had these epiphany experiences. And so I said, okay, I believe in you, Jesus, that you died on the cross for my sins, rose from the dead. Nothing happened. Then I said, okay, I believe you died on the cross for my sins, you rose from the dead, and I surrender the rest of my life to you. Boom. I was filled with his holiness and his joy. And the first thing I said was, wow, this is what the black folks are talking about, happiness and joy. I thought were synonyms, but this was something different. So what I want to know what happened to you that you knew. I mean, did you know the name? Because I called using the name of Jesus. It's written that there's no other name by which. So when you had this dream, did you know it was Jesus?
Yes. So absolutely. I mean, at that point, even though I was a young child, I was growing up in the church. We were praying in the name of Jesus. You know, we are, I'm being taught the Bible lessons. You know, I was actually going to a Christian school at the time. So everything was Christ, Jesus centered. Mm-hmm. In my life, the difference was it wasn't personal. I respected my parents. I believed my parents would always tell me the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And so, my parents were really careful. In fact, my parents, when we were young, they didn't actually tell us about Santa Claus. They told us that Santa Claus is just a guy in a suit. Like because they didn't want us to think.
Yeah.
My dad was actually a little forethinking. He didn't want me to conflate the Bible stories with the Santa stories. You know, he wanted me to think, oh, this is all just mythology or, you know, mystic.
Yeah.
You know, so he told me that's not real Christmas. Christmas is about Jesus, you know. So my dad used to say this one thing all the time around Christmas time. He'd say, let's not get wrapped up in presents. He loved that. He loved it.
Let's not get wrapped up in presents. Yeah. That's very good.
And he would say it so much. He'd say, "Let's not get wrapped up," and we'd say, "In presents," you know, because he always wants to know that Christmas is the story of Jesus, the story of God's love for us, that His Son Jesus came to the earth to tell the good news that God loves you and wants to be a part of your life.
That's great.
So that was the
how old
in that moment it was Jesus. Yeah, it was.
But how old were you?
I was crying out.
How old were you? How old were you?
When I had that dream and that first really experience with God, I don't know. I'm thinking maybe I was 7 or 8. I could have been 9. I just don't remember. I knew. Yeah. I know it was between the age of 5 and 10 because we moved out of that house when I was 10, so it wouldn't have been in that front yard anymore. And when I was around 4 or 5 years old, was when the memories of the prayer times really start. You know, we may have had them when I was younger, but I don't remember anything younger than that.
Wow.
But yeah, that was just my dad did have some times when the Lord gave him like words of knowledge about people, or so he had the gift. He has the gift of prophecy himself, and so that was something that I knew about him growing up, but I never thought was really something that I had as well. I just thought, okay, I'm going to be a Christian. I definitely believe. But it was really later on in life that I started to realize that God wanted to me to grow in this gifting that he had actually always given me. I just didn't realize it.
Yeah, you have a pretty extraordinary, I mean, I don't know, you have to tell me about your mom, but when I met your mom, remember, I'm from the Woodstock generation, I went to Woodstock, and as soon as I met your mom, I said, there's a former hippie.
Oh, you got it. I mean, she went to protests, she was a big Beatles fan, I remember she was telling me when the Kent State thing happened, it was a big deal. I can't remember if she was there or not, but I know it was a big deal for her, and... You know, she went to an arts academy. So the high school she went to was not a normal public high school. It was a center for the arts.
Wait a second. Don't tell me it was the School of the Arts in New Jersey. That's where I went.
No. It's in Interlochen, Michigan.
Oh, okay.
Up near Traverse City, Michigan.
Yeah.
In the Traverse Bay Area. But yeah, so she was initially a voice major at Oberlin. I'm sorry. And she dropped. She wasn't happy there. She went back home. Didn't finish. And then ended up doing her graduate work in Ann Arbor, Michigan as a dance major. Mm-hmm. So she switched to being a dance major. And that's how she met my dad. He was a dance major. He was actually an undergrad. He's a little younger. And they were cast together in a duet. Isn't that a cool story?
Wow. I mean,
two dance majors from, you know, different areas. He was from Detroit. She was from artistic hippie, you know, East from inner city Detroit, but they were cast together in advance and, you know,
that
rest
was it.
Is history. They've been married 46 years. I
think. How many children? Years. How many children are there?
Four boys. So I'm one of four.
You want to hear the rest of the interview? Tune in from 3 to 4 in the afternoon. I'm Rhett Palmer. This is a new day, if you want it to be.
Indian River Real Estate, LLC is a hometown family company. Hi, I'm Josh Stahls. My wife, Mandy, and I have deep roots in this community and are blessed to be raising our two sons here. Growing up in Indian River County, I understand the changing market and love helping our clients find a place to call home. Mandy and I have the tools and experience to guide our clients to the closing table. Helping clients feel confident in the buying and selling process is what we do. We can be found at IndianRiverRealEstateLLC.com or on Facebook.
It's a New Day with Rhett Palmer is sponsored in part by Mattress Market, a family-owned business that provides brand names at discount prices. Are you losing good sleep because of a bad mattress? Mattress Market has quality beds you can actually afford. For more information, Mattress Market can be reached at 772-562-6007 or check out their website, mattressmarket.us.
Had to be the last thing on my mind.